This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
At the end of the day, you think about what a man really is. You know, you settle stuff out in the field. You don't really talk about it. And then that's basically what I do. I mean, back in the day, that's how I usually settle it. You know, I didn't really want to talk about it, but, you know, I heard what he said. Didn't really bother me that much, but at the end of the day, U.S. guys, and when I played with the White Sox in 2016, I saw 23 of those guys. They know what happened. For him to even talk after that, I don't know how you talk after that, and that's basically all I'll say after that. But, you know, men usually settle on the field. They don't need to talk about it, but, you know, he started it with coming at me with that kind of, I'm a man, I got a mortgage, I'm paying two kids. Pay off your mortgage. I don't know what to tell you.
We all know that infamously, Frazier moved his locker. They used to be next to each other. Hmm. And that was 3 years ago. So at some point, Frazier's locker stays. Eaton's locker moves down the
way.
Well,
I can say one thing about it. Eaton, nobody like you in a White Sox uniform in the clubhouse. Okay? That's real.
That's being real.
I just being honest.
That is some real talk right there.
Gotta love Ozzy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That go Team Frazier.
Was Ozzy, NBC Sports Chicago last night, and you heard Todd Frazier before that. And,
Eaton, nobody like you.
Nobody like you. Let's get out to Chuck Garfine, our friend from NBC Sports Chicago covering the White Sox. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Hey, Chuck, how are you this morning?
Morning, Chuck.
I'm good. I had a feeling at some point we would be bringing back the discussion of Adam Eaton and Todd Frazier and why it started the rebuild. I never thought it would be because of what happened earlier this week on the field, though. Interesting stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Chuck, I had like, it was, it's like, whatever year that was with Mark Trestman running the Bears, like you hear of the things that went on that
14.
Year. And you just cringe. You don't feel like happy to revisit that season. And the whole Drake and the father retiring and Drake as a lead, that whole thing was so bizarre. And Chris Sale chopping up the jersey. I mean, it was just one of those years. But I was reading, I was reading the Daily Herald and saw the inclusion in the idea that, Adam Eaton had once called a meeting to discuss voting him the Roberto Clemente Award. Hey guys, I think it'd be a good idea if we all voted for me. That's unlikable beyond unlikable.
Yeah. All right. Well, first off, let me begin with this. Adam Eaton was great to me. He actually, you know, in terms of a White Sox player and someone who was so accommodating from a media perspective, and I know White Sox fans are like, we don't care, just produce. He was a great guy. He clearly had problems in that clubhouse. And when you hear Todd Frazier say, you can ask 23 other guys in the clubhouse about him, so that would be, okay, you can ask Adam Eaton. Who's the 25th? It's Chris Sale. What's happening right now with this White Sox team all goes back to 2016.
Yep.
And people said at the time, why we can't rebuild. Why would you? So for the people who were not on board with this rebuild, said you've had this nucleus of talent. You should be able to win with this group of players. Well, there were two things going on. One, there was not enough depth in the organization to sustain anything with that group of talent. Okay, that's one thing. Maybe what they could have done if the nucleus was strong, they could have tried again in 2017 and brought in more veterans to try and help. What happened was those veterans you're talking about, Sale and Eaton, okay, those are the big voices in that clubhouse, and we're seeing the kind of, you know, problems that were arising. You had the Drake LaRoche thing happen. You had Sale cutting up the jerseys. And then Todd Frazier was brought in along with other veterans, but he was the guy. They brought in 2016. They wanted him to be a leader in that clubhouse to kind of show them the way. He shows up, And what does he walk into? He walks into a hornet's nest in spring training where you see the Drake and Adam LaRoche thing. You see Todd Frazier not having an ability to lead because of Adam Eaton, and Sale was the voice of that clubhouse. And the Sox, after that season, and the amazing thing, they started 23-10.
Right.
But then the dysfunction that was going on, this team did not have the trust amongst each other when things hit the you-know-what. So all that was taken into account, and the Sox at that point were like, at the end of the season, we can't win with these guys. We need to reboot this whole thing and start over.
Okay, Chuck, Adam Eaton was not so great to me. So my perspective is much different than yours. He was a guy that was a tool in my book and was not somebody that I totally understand where Todd Frazier is coming from and where maybe 23 other guys. But when you look back to that season and when you guys talked about this on your podcast, which I think dropped last night, was there one incident? Was there several incidents? Some people point to something happened in August that maybe they had to be separated. Was that the impetus for the I guess, what's still going on now, the feud that still kind of lingers?
Yeah, that was the big one. They had a fight in the clubhouse.
Physical?
What's that?
A physical fight.
I don't know how physical it was. My guess is it was physical. Punches were thrown, but I don't know 100% how it all went down and what it looked like. But what I do know is very soon after that fight, I walked into the clubhouse. Adam, I'd heard about this so-called fight. Adam had moved his locker like way down, like 10 lockers down, and was trying to make it out to be like, well, it's so cold over there. It's a lot warmer over here. I was right under a vent, and you could tell that was, not exactly the truth. Many things happened that year. I don't want to get into all of it because it's not for me to say. But it was, Adam did not make himself very popular in that clubhouse. And Frazier took a lot of it personally. They clearly had a fight. And here we are 3 years later. They still have issues with each other.
That's awesome. There's no grudge like an old grudge, in my opinion. What did the Irish guy say when he walked by the two guys fighting? He said, is this a private fight or can anyone join in? That's how I feel about it. And I'm on Team Frazier. Adam Eaton, I thought, I had a good experience with him. And I remember, though, Chuck.
We lost a leader in Drake.
Oh, that's I'll never get
that. That was bad.
That was awful.
When I heard him say that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you cannot say that. You cannot say that because that was the problem. I mean, you could talk about the leadership, like how did Robin Ventura and the front office allow that? And then these new guys came in to like, hey, here we go. We're going to take the talent that's here and we're going to go. They show up first day, and I don't know who it was. I think it might have been Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah.
Went to Kenny Williams and said, wait, what
the heck is going on here?
Didn't you guys go fishing with Adam Eaton?
Yes.
Was that you and Guff?
Yeah, we might have done that.
Is Guff okay?
We might have done that.
Is Ryan McGuffey okay throughout this whole thing? I know. Does he need a hug? Did you have to hug him through this? Because Adam Eaton, I know he's a big Eaton guy.
Yeah, he is. So am I. Can I just tell you something about Adam Eaton, okay? In 2014, all right, this is a personal story, and I just want to give you an idea of the kind of guy that Adam Eaton was to me. In 2014, my dad passed away, and he was sick during that part of I'm trying to get the time frame here. He was sick in 2014, and my dad had a Corvette, an old Corvette that I needed to sell because I didn't know a thing about Corvettes. Eaton knew a lot about Corvettes, and Adam went out of his way on like off days to go all the way down to South Holland where we were storing my dad's car, and he helped me sell it.
Oh.
And I knew nothing about it, and when my dad passed away. And he found out, he came over to me and like was really like just wanted to let me know that he was thinking about me. So
yeah, that's great.
There are two sides to Adam Eaton. He was great to me, not to David Haw.
Well, I'm not exactly on an island here, Chuck. I think that's a very nice story, but I do believe that there definitely are two sides to the guy. And a lot of Chicago saw the side that you, saw as well. But he was as nice to you as he was annoying to everybody else.
Well, let's
and he was a great player. Look what he did on the field too. I mean, he
well, look at the return they got for him
from a talent standpoint.
Yeah, look at the return they got. They may have a starting three pieces of a starting rotation. Certainly, only two of the only three they have now. Maybe Dane Dunning ends up being pretty good too. At any rate, Chuck, let's talk about the Sox themselves. You know, this is a hard measuring stick. This is a difficult team that they're matched up against, and it's really a hard place to play down in Houston. That team is awful good at home and an awful good team. Do we have to be careful about taking too much out of this series? Is it okay to hope that they can win one game, or is that setting the bar too low?
All right, whether they win two games, one game, or no games, you can't look at this series and say, okay, this rebuild is a total failure. Where is this team going?
Right.
Feel the pain of the losses because they stink, and the last two games have been rough, and they've gone into it. Brad Peacock, who had great stuff, and Justin Verlander, who had some of the best stuff I have ever seen from him. Mm. You know, so this is kind of where they're at right now, and they go into this series with their pitching staff in shambles, and they've actually done a good job under the circumstances with a bullpen day. Dylan Covey looked really good until he just ran out of gas in the fifth. You're going up against a team right now that is the best in baseball.
Right.
It is red hot. You're playing a four-game series in Houston. You bring back Eloy Jimenez, who has been on a rehab assignment for like 5 days, hasn't played in a month. Okay, now go and try and find yourself at the plate against Verlander and Peacock, and they got Gerrit Cole tonight. If you just look at where things are at right now with Houston and the White Sox, at this point in the season, this kind of stuff happens all the time, and they got to go into Minnesota. This is just, White Sox fans, brace yourself for a rough week, but don't let it be the reason why, the whole thing's a failure. It's just this is where things are at, happen to be right now. Bad timing for the White Sox, great timing for the Astros.
Great stuff, Chuck. Thanks a ton.
Thanks,
we
Chuck.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate
right.
it.
See you guys.
Yep. That is Chuck Garfine, NBC Sports Chicago White Sox reporter. And
his podcast will address a lot of this Adam Beaton, Todd Frazier stuff, and it's a very good podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.